Hello again, my human. I require your assistance again. Yes, the accounts are all doing well. And the smartphone is an amazing artifact. Device. However, I seem to be having a considerable amount of difficulty using it for some reason. I have seen you and others using it with your fingers on the surface freely, but it fails to respond to even the most gentle of my touches. Why is that? Yes, I have it right here in my scales. What do you mean, scratches? Human, I have been very gentle with my smart foe. Yes, that is what I said. Foe. 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 May we please concentrate on why it does not respond to me? Yes, I touch it like so. Human, I am a noble dragon. Saying that I have claws is simply stating the obvious. After all, do I tell you that your flesh is more supple than a newborn calf? Touch rejection. So, if I used a more fleshy part of my body, like you humans have, and not a scaly bit, or my claws, which part would you suggest, human? My tongue? That would be inconvenient. Perhaps my tail tip is enough. Yes. Yes, that does seem to work. However, it would be best if if I could find a less sensitive part of me to use my smart foe. Human, I have another request. I have been keeping watch over you these past few weeks, and I feel that you could use some time to relax. Also, as you are part of my horde now, it would please me to spend some quality time with you. Yes, dragons have hordes. And while most dragons collect treasure and trinkets and other various wealth, I am an odd one and I collect humans to take care of. Since most of them died off ages ago, admittedly all of them, and you are currently the only living human in my horde, I would like to spend some quality time with you. On top of that, I would like to do so in my natural form. Well, yes. It would be unwise for me to appear so in public. This is why I recommend we reconvene to a nearby glade, or perhaps your own home, if it is suitable. Whichever you consider to be more private. Then to your home we shall reconvene, and commence with the modern word, I believe it is snuggles. Very well, human. I must admit that I have been looking forward to seeing the insides of your castles for some time now. House, yes. I would also like to see what you would refer to as a castle. You don't call anything a castle now. Then what are those tall silver buildings gathered in? Ah, skyscrapers. That is an interesting thing to call them. But given their height, I can see why. They veritably scrape at this very sky. Is this one your humble abode? Excellent. It is smaller than I expected. You dress so formally, but it will do for now. The insides are more humble than I expected. It is far smaller than I would like, but I believe it will suffice. I will not take on my full size out of consideration for your furnishings. Now come, human. Lay with me and show me some of the world on that smart foe of yours. I want to see some of the world in which I now find myself. Do not worry. I will be much more gentle with you than with my own device. Shh. It is okay, my dear human. Come relax with me, and I will take good care of you. These are the cars that we saw last time when you helped me get my smartphone and set up the accounts. I sense that there are a vast array of different ones, each one suited to different human tastes. Such a unique and stylistic design choice. Are these intelligent in any way? They remind me of the land dragons of old. I assume those are extinct, though. They would have been wiped out with the last ice ages. They were rather hot-blooded. And what are these smaller two-wheeled ones? Are those cars as well? Bikes. Fascinating. Such wide varieties of transportation just to get around. And how about this large yellow one, the size of my head, with all of these small humans, children, a school bus. Fascinating. Things humans have created in the past. What has it been? 3,000 years. Well, it has been a while. Well, if I had a normal horde like other dragons with gold or gems or riches, I probably would have been hunted to extinction like most of the rest of my kind. But I prided myself on something else. I collected humans to take care of. Like you. And that meant that for some reason I seem to have been tolerated. At least until I accidentally burnt down Troy. I think they may have spun a little differently if that didn't make it into your history books. Why did I burn it? Well, everyone has a bad day, and some people I didn't like happened to be attacking the people I did like, and one thing led to another. You can understand how that happens, don't you? Now, what else can you show me? What is this? Is this a school bus with wings? Human, did your kind invent a dragon? No, you didn't. You call it a jet. In the intervening years, your kind has learned how to fly without feathers. Human. That's very dragon-like. If you haven't noticed, I do not have feathers either. And you say you've hit almost 400 people in one of these. That is quite impressive. I do not think I could eat 400 people. Maybe about 200. And getting them somewhere safely, that would be an issue. And I am quite likely far larger than one of these jet devices. Next you'll be telling me you've mastered the oceans as well. Surely you jest. Submarines. I am getting vibes of both sandwiches and underwater travel when you say that word. So, which is it, human? Because both make me hungry. That is confusing. You will need to show me pictures. So, this is a submarine vehicle which travels under the ocean, just as an ocean dragon would. And this is a submarine sandwich. I must say, human, both of them look rather tasty. But I think I would rather sink my teeth into that delicious-looking sandwich. Tell me, do all modern human foods look so delectable? Are you serious? Are all of these human foods? If this is true, I may have to give up hunting. We must obtain some of these. Especially this one right here. What is this one? Pizza. Yes, it's round shape and all of that delicious meaty substance on top. A human, I think you have whetted my appetite. And what about this pastry down here? Chocolate cake. How can we obtain such delicacies? Grocery stores? My dear human, can anything be bought in your society now? Is this why your cities no longer have walls? Well then. I believe we will be taking a trip to one of these grocery stores to obtain some of your human foods so that I may sample them. Cooking, of course. I remember humans cooked their foods back in the day. And these things require cooking once you purchase them. Of course, complications. Well, then, that is what you are here for. To teach me these things and perform such tasks. Of course not, human. You are not a slave. You are a member of my horde. And as such, I will require such tasks. However, you will be compensated and rewarded appropriately. And I will take good care of you. That has always been the arrangement, and that will always be the arrangement. Any enemies that you face, I will obliterate them. That is not how you have no enemies? So, there's still war in the world. Correct? Then I had assumed, since you lived in a nice house and dressed well for yourself, and you had wealth to your name, that you were a noble of some sort. Is this not so? Then society and the world has changed much. Is it that you are a peasant? Citizen. Then there is much of society that I must learn. Still, the arrangement will stand, and anything that I can do for you, I will do so. And there are other powers that I may offer. Healing, luck, luck with both work, money, the fairer sex, and whatever else you desire. All I ask is that you continue your work for me. You have done a marvelous job, so do not worry. I I've asked very little of you so far, have I not? I believe that you may get more out of it than I will, from your perspective. But let us make one thing clear, human. You are a member of my horde, and as such, you have no right to turn down any request by me, no matter what it is, no matter how unreasonable, no matter what time or where it is. But because of that, anything you wish for, if it is within my power to grant, I will make it yours. Now, before, you said that you often look at cats on your smartphone. Shall we end the night with some pictures of them? I remember cats being not so friendly, stringy and tough, a bit chewy. Perhaps you could change my mind about them. Yes, let's see if we can spend the rest of the night together looking at some cat pictures together. Simply relaxing together, resting against my scale.